Book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 1. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Arabah, opposite to Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban and Hazeroth, and Dizahab. 11 days from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass, in the 40th year, in the 11th month on the 1st of the month, Moses spoke to the sons of Israel according to all that Yahweh had commanded him concerning them. After he had stricken Sihon the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth in Edrei. Beyond the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, Yahweh our Elohim spoke to us in Horeb, saying, You have had enough of dwelling in this mountain. Turn and pull up stakes and go into the hills of the Amorites, and to all its neighboring places in the Arabah, in the hills, and in the low country, and in the Negev, and in the shore of the sea, the land of the Canaanites and of Lebanon, to the great river, the Euphrates River. Behold, I have given before you the land, go in and possess the land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them, and to their seed after them. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you by myself. Yahweh your Elohim has multiplied you, and, behold, today you are as the stars of heaven for multitude. May Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers add to you 1,000 times more than you are, and bless you as he has spoken to you. How can I by myself bear the load of you and your burden, and your strife? Give wise and understanding men, and those known to your tribes, and I will appoint them rulers over you. And you answered me and said, The thing which you have spoken is good to do. And I took the chiefs of your tribes, wise and noted men, and I gave them to be rulers over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers, for your tribes. And I commanded your judges at that time, saying, Hear between your brothers, and judge with righteousness between a man and his brother, and his alien. You shall not recognize persons in judgment, you shall hear the small as well as the great, you shall not be afraid because of the face of a man, for the judgment is Elohim's, and the thing too hard for you, you shall bring near to me, and I shall hear it. And at that time I commanded you all the things which you were to do. And we pulled up stakes from Horeb and went through all that great and fearful wilderness which you have seen, the way of the hills of the Amorites, as Yahweh our Elohim commanded us. And we came into Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, You have come into the hills of the Amorites, which Yahweh our Elohim is giving to us. See, Yahweh your Elohim has given the land before you, go up, possess it, as Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers has spoken to you, do not fear or be afraid. And you came near to me, every one of you, and said, Let us send men before us, and they shall search out the land for us, and they shall bring us back word as to the way in which we shall go up, and the cities to which we shall come. And the thing was good in my eyes, and I took 12 men of you, 1 man for each tribe. And they turned and went up to the hills and came into the valley of Eshcol, and searched it. And they took of the fruit of the land with their hands and brought it down to us, and brought us back word, and said, The land which Yahweh our Elohim has given us is good. And you were not willing to go up, yea, you rebelled against the mouth of Yahweh your Elohim, and murmured in your tents, and said, Because Yahweh hates us, He has brought us out of the land of Egypt, to give us into the hand of the Amorite to destroy us. Where shall we go up? Our brothers have melted our hearts, saying, We have seen there a people greater and taller than we, cities great and walled up to the heavens, and also the sons of Anak. And I said to you, Do not be terrified, nor be afraid of them. Yahweh your Elohim who goes before you shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness, where you have seen how Yahweh your Elohim has borne you as a man bears his son, in all the way which you have gone until you have come to this place. Yet in this thing you are not believing in Yahweh your Elohim, who went before you in the way to seek out a place for your camping, in fire by night, to show you the way in which you should go, and in a cloud by the day. And Yahweh heard the sound of your words and was angry, and swore, saying, Not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land which I have sworn to give to your fathers. Except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and I shall give the land on which he has walked to him, and to his sons, because he has fully followed Yahweh. And Yahweh was angry with me for your sake, saying, Also you shall not go in there. Yahoshua the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there, you shall strengthen him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit. And your infants, of whom you said, They are a prey, and your sons who today have no knowledge of good or evil, they shall go in there, and I will give it to them, and they shall possess it. And you, turn yourselves and pull up stakes toward the wilderness, the way of the Sea of Reeds. And you answered and said to me, We have sinned against Yahweh, we shall go up, and we shall fight, according to all that which Yahweh our Elohim has commanded us. And you each one girded on his weapons of war, and you thought it easy to go up to the hill country. And Yahweh said to me, Say to them, You shall not go up, nor fight, for I am not in your midst, lest you be struck before your enemies. And I spoke to you, and you did not listen, and rebelled against the mouth of Yahweh, and acted proudly, and went up into the hills. And the Amorites who lived in that hill country came out to meet you and they chased you, as the bees do, and struck you in Seir, to Hormah. And you returned and wept before Yahweh, but Yahweh did not listen to your voice, nor did he give ear to you. And you lived many days in Kadesh, according to the days that you remained there. Chapter 2. And we turned and pulled up stakes into the wilderness, the way of the Red Sea, as Yahweh had spoken to me, and we went around the mountain of Seir many days. And Yahweh spoke to me, saying, You have gone around this mountain long enough, turn yourselves northward. And command the people, saying, You are passing over into the border of your brothers, the sons of Esau, who live in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. And you shall be on guard very much. You shall not fight against them, for I will not give their land to you, even to a step of a sole of a foot, for I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. You shall buy food from them with silver, and you shall eat, and you shall buy water from them with silver, and you shall drink. For Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you with all the work of your hands, he has known your walking through this great wilderness. Yahweh your Elohim has been with you these 40 years, you have lacked nothing. And we passed on from our brothers, the sons of Esau, those living in Seir, by the way of the Arabah, by Eloth, and by Etzion Geber, we turned and passed on by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And Yahweh said to me, Do not besiege Moab, nor stir yourself up against them in battle, for I will not give their land to you for a possession. For I have given Ar as a possession to the sons of Lot. The Emim lived there in days gone by, a great and plentiful people, and tall as the Anakim, they are reckoned to be giants, they too, like the Anakim, but the Moabites call them Emim. And the Horites lived in Seir before, and the sons of Esau dispossessed them and destroyed them from before them, and lived in their place, as Israel has done to the land of his possession, which Yahweh has given to them. Now, rise up and you yourselves pass over the torrent Zered, and we crossed over the torrent Zered. And the days in which we came from Kadesh Barnea, until we had crossed over the torrent Zered, were 38 years, until the end of all the generation, even the men of war were destroyed from the midst of the camp, as Yahweh swore to them. And the hand of Yahweh was also against them, to destroy them from the midst of the camp, until they were consumed. And it happened, when all the men of war had finished dying from among the people. Yahweh spoke to me, saying, You are passing over the border of Moab today, to Ar. And you shall draw near, across from the sons of Ammon. You shall not besiege them nor be stirred up against them, for I have not given of the land of the sons of Ammon to you for a possession. For I have given it for a possession to the sons of Lot. It is reckoned a land of giants, even it, giants formerly lived in it, and the Ammonites call them Zamzumim. A great and plentiful people, and tall as the Anakim. And Yahweh destroyed them before them, and they expelled them, and lived in their place. As he had done for the sons of Esau, who live in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them and they expelled them, and lived in their place until today. And the Avim who lived in villages as far as Azza, the Kaphtorites coming out of Kaphtor destroyed them, and lived in their place. Rise up, pull up stakes and cross over the Arnon River, behold, I have given Sihon the king of Heshbon, the Amorite, and his land into your hand. Begin to possess, and stir yourselves up against him in battle. Today I will begin to put your dread and your fear on the face of the people under all the heavens, who will hear your fame, and will tremble and writhe because of you. and I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon the king of Heshbon with words of peace, saying, Let me pass on the highway through your land, I will go on the highway, I will not turn aside to the right or the left. You shall sell me food for silver, and I shall eat, and you shall give me water for silver, and I will drink. Only, let me pass through on my feet. As the sons of Esau who live in Seir, and the Moabites who live in Ar, have done to me, until I have crossed over the Jordan, to the land which Yahweh our Elohim is giving to us. And Sihon the king of Heshbon was not willing to let us pass by him, for Yahweh your Elohim had hardened his spirit, and had emboldened his heart, so as to give him into your hand, as it is this day. And Yahweh said to me, Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before you, begin to possess, in order to possess his land. And Sihon came out to meet us, he and all his people, to battle at Jahaz. And Yahweh our Elohim delivered him before us, and we struck him and his sons, and all his people. And we captured all his cities at that time, and utterly destroyed every city, men and women and little ones. We did not leave a remnant. Only, we plundered the cattle for ourselves, and we took the plunder of the cities. From Aroer, which is by the edge of the Arnon River, and the city beside the river, even to Gilead, there was not a city which was too high for us. Yahweh our Elohim delivered all before us. Only, you did not come near to the land of the sons of Ammon, any part of the Jabbok River, and the cities of the hill country, and all which Yahweh our Elohim had forbidden us. Chapter 3. And we turned and went up by the way of Bashan, and Og the king of Bashan came out to meet us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahweh said to me, Do not fear him, for I have given him into your hand, and all his people, and his land. And you shall do to him as you have done to Sihon the king of the Amorites who lived in Heshbon. And Yahweh our Elohim also gave Og the king of Bashan into our hands, and all his people. And we struck him until not one survivor was left to him. And we captured all his cities at that time, there not being a city which we did not take from them, 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates with bars and double-leaved doors, besides a great many of the unwalled towns. And we utterly destroyed them, as we had done to Sihon the king of Heshbon, destroying every city, the men, the women and the little ones. And we plundered for ourselves all the livestock, and the plunder of the cities. And we took the land that was beyond the Jordan from the valley of Arnon to Mount Hermon, out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites. The Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites call it Seir, all the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, to Salca and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og the king of Bashan remained of the rest of the giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron, is it not in Rabbath of the sons of Ammon, 9 cubits long and 4 cubits broad, by the cubit of a man. And we possessed this land at that time, from Aroer by the valley of Arnon, and half the hill country of Gilead and its cities I gave to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead, and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, to all Bashan that is called the land of the giants. Jair the son of Manasseh took all the region of Argob, to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and called them, even Bashan, after his own name, towns of Jair, until today. And I gave Gilead to Machir. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites I gave from Gilead even to the valley of Arnon, the middle of the valley and its border, even to the Jabbok River, which is the border of the sons of Ammon. And the Arabah, the Jordan and its border, from Kinnereth even to the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, under the slopes of Pisgah eastward. And I commanded you at that time, saying, Yahweh your Elohim has given you this land to possess it. And you shall pass over armed before your brothers, the sons of Israel, all the warriors. Only, your wives and your little ones, and your livestock, shall dwell in your cities which I have given to you. I know that you have much livestock. It shall be until Yahweh shall give rest to your brothers like yourselves, and they, too, have possessed the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to them beyond the Jordan. Then you shall each man return to his possession which I have given to you. And I, at that time commanded Yahoshua, saying, Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh your Elohim has done to these two kings, so Yahweh shall do to all the kingdoms to which you are passing over. Do not fear them, for Yahweh your Elohim, he shall fight for you. And I prayed to Yahweh for favor at that time, saying, Adonai Yahweh, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand, for who is a El in the heavens or in the earth who can do according to your works and according to your might? Please let me pass over and see the good land which is beyond the Jordan, this good hill country, and Lebanon. But Yahweh was angry with me on your account, and would not listen to me. And Yahweh said to me, Let it be enough for you, do not speak any more to me about this thing. Go up to the top of Pisgah and lift up your eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward, and see with your eyes, for you shall not cross over this Jordan. And command Yahoshua and make him strong, and make him brave, for he shall cross over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. So we stayed in the valley across from Beth Peor. Chapter 4. And now, Israel, listen to the statutes and to the judgments which I am teaching you to do, so that you may live and go in, and possess the land which Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers is giving to you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, to keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim which I command you. Your eyes have seen that which Yahweh has done in Baal Peor. For Yahweh your Elohim has destroyed them from among you, the men that followed Baal Peor. And those of you clinging to Yahweh your Elohim are alive today, all of you. See, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, as Yahweh my Elohim has commanded me, to do them, in the midst of the land where you are going in, to possess it. And you shall keep and do them, for it shall be your wisdom and your understanding before the eyes of the peoples who hear all these statutes. And they shall say, This great nation is a people wise and understanding. For who is a great nation whose Elohim is coming near to them, as Yahweh your Elohim is, in all our calling on him? And who is a great nation whose statutes and judgments are as righteous as all the Torah, which I set before you today? Only, be on guard for yourself and keep your soul carefully, that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and that they not depart from your heart all the days of your life. And you shall make them known to your sons, and to your sons' sons. The day that you stood before Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb, when Yahweh said to me, Gather the people to me, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and that they may teach their sons. And you drew near and stood below the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud and thick gloom. And Yahweh spoke to you out of the midst of the fire, you heard the sound of words, but you did not see a form, only a voice. And he declared his covenant to you which he has commanded you to do, the 10 words, and he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone. And Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, for you to do them in the land which you shall pass over to possess it. Therefore you shall carefully be on guard for your souls, for you have not seen any likeness in the day Yahweh spoke to you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Lest you act corruptly, and make for yourselves a carved image, a likeness of any figure, the shape of a male or female, the shape of any animal in the earth, the shape of any winged bird that flies in the heavens, the shape of any creeping thing on the ground, the shape of any fish in the waters under the earth. And that you not lift up your eyes towards the heavens and shall see the sun, and the moon and the stars, all the host of the heavens, and you be drawn away and worship them, and serve them, which Yahweh your Elohim has allotted to all the peoples under all the heavens. And Yahweh has taken you, and has brought you forth out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be a people to him, an inheritance, as it is this day. And Yahweh was angry with me because of your words, and swore I would not pass over the Jordan, and that I might not go into the good land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you as an inheritance. For I will not be in this land, I shall not pass over the Jordan. But you shall pass over, and shall possess this good land. Be on guard for yourselves, that you not forget the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, which he has made with you, and make to yourselves a graven image, a likeness of anything which Yahweh your Elohim has forbidden you. For Yahweh your Elohim is a consuming fire, he is a jealous El. When you father sons and sons' sons, and you have been long in the land, and have dealt corruptly, and have made a graven image, a likeness of anything, and have done evil in the sight of Yahweh your Elohim, to provoke him to anger. I call the heavens and the earth to witness against you today that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land to which you go over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days on it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the peoples, and you shall be left few in number among the nations to which Yahweh shall lead you away. And there you shall serve other gods, the work of man's hands, wood and stone, which cannot see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. And if you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim from there, then you shall find him, if you seek him with your whole heart, and with all your soul. In your distress, when all these things have found you, in the latter days, then you shall return to Yahweh your Elohim, and shall listen to his voice. For Yahweh your El is a merciful Elohim. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. For ask now of the days past which were before you, since the day that Elohim created man on the earth, and from the one end of the heavens to the other end of the heavens, whether there has been a thing as great as this, or has anything like it been heard. Has a people heard the voice of Elohim speaking from the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and lived? Or has Elohim gone forth to take to himself a nation from the midst of a nation, by trials, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was revealed, so that you might know that Yahweh, he is the Elohim, and nothing exists without him. He made you hear his voice out of the heavens, that he might discipline you, and he made you to see his great fire on earth, and you heard his word from the midst of the fire. And because he loved your fathers, and chose their seed after them, and brought you out with his presence, with his great power, out of Egypt. In order to drive out nations greater and mightier than you from before you, to bring you in, to give their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know today, and lay it to your heart, that Yahweh, he is the Elohim in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. Nothing else. And you shall keep his statutes and his commandments which I am commanding you today, so that it may be well with you, and with your sons after you, and so that you may prolong your days on the earth, which Yahweh our Elohim is giving to you all the days. Then Moses separated three cities beyond the Jordan, toward the sunrising, that the manslayer might flee there, he who killed his neighbor unawares, and did not hate him in times before, and that he fleeing to one of these cities might live. Betzer in the wilderness, in the tableland, for the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. And this is the Torah which Moses set before the sons of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the sons of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Beyond the Jordan in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon the king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the sons of Israel struck when they came out of Egypt. And they took possession of his land, and the land of Og the king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, toward the sunrising. From Aror, which is on the edge of the river of Arnon, even to Mount Sion, which is Hermon. And all the Araba beyond the Jordan eastward, even to the sea of the Araba, under the slopes of Pisgah. Chapter 5. And Moses called to all Israel and said to them, Hear, Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ears today. And you shall learn them, and be on guard to do them. Yahweh your Elohim cut a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh did not cut this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, these here today, all of us alive. Yahweh talked with you face to face in the mountain out of the midst of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time to declare to you the word of Yahweh, for you were afraid from the face of the fire, and you did not go up into the mountain, when he spoke, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery. You shall have no other Elohim before me. You shall not make a carved image for you, any likeness of anything in the heavens above, or in the earth beneath, and in the waters from under the earth. You shall not bow yourself to them nor serve them, for I, Yahweh your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of fathers on sons, and on the third, and on the fourth generation of those that hate me, and doing kindness to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor, and shall do all your work. And the seventh day shall be a Sabbath to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male slave, nor your female slave, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your livestock, nor your stranger that is within your gates, so that your male slave and your female slave may rest like yourself. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your Elohim brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. On account of this Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, so that your days may be prolonged, and so that it may be well with you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. You shall not commit murder. And you shall not commit adultery. And you shall not steal. And you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not lust after your neighbor's wife, nor shall you covet your neighbor's house, his field, nor his male slave, nor his female slave, his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything which is your neighbor's. Yahweh spoke these words to all your assembly on the mount, out of the midst of the fire of the cloud and out of the thick darkness with a great voice. And he added no more, and he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone, and gave them to me. And it happened, when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, while the mountain burned with fire, you came near to me, all the rulers of your tribes, and your elders. And you said, Behold! Yahweh your Elohim has made us see his glory and his greatness to us, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire, we have seen today that Elohim speaks with man, and he lives. And then why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Yahweh your Elohim any more, then we shall die. For who of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have, and has lived? You go near and hear all that Yahweh our Elohim may say, and you shall speak to us all that Yahweh our Elohim may speak to you. And we will hear it and do it. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me. And Yahweh said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken to you, they have well said all that they have spoken. Would that this heart of theirs would be like this always, to fear me, and to keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them, and with their sons forever. Go say to them, Return to your tents. But as for you, you stand here by me, and I will speak to you all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which you shall teach them, that they may do them in the land which I am giving to them, to possess it. And you shall be careful to do as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, you shall not turn aside to the right or left. You shall walk in all the ways which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, so that you may live, and that good may be to you, and you may prolong your days in the land which you will possess. Chapter 6. Now this is the commandment, the statute and the judgments which Yahweh your Elohim commanded to teach you, to do them in the land to which you are crossing over, to possess it. That you might fear Yahweh your Elohim, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you and your son's son, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear then, O Israel, and take heed to do it, that it may be well with you, that you may increase greatly, as Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers has promised you, in the land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is Yahweh Echad. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. And you shall diligently teach them to your sons, and shall speak of them as you sit in your house, and as you walk in the way, and as you are lying down, and as you are rising up. And you shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house, and on your gates. And it shall be, when Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land which he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to you great and good cities, which you have not built. And houses full of every good thing which you have not filled, and wells dug which you did not dig, vineyards and olive yards which you did not plant, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Then you shall be on guard that you do not forget Yahweh who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves. You shall fear Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall serve him, and you shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, of the Elohim of the people who are around you. For Yahweh your Elohim is a jealous Elohim in your midst, lest the anger of Yahweh your Elohim burn against you, and he destroy you from off the face of the earth. You shall not test Yahweh your Elohim as you tested him in Massah. Diligently, you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, and his testimonies, and his statutes which he has commanded you. And you shall do the right thing and the good thing in the eyes of Yahweh, so that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers. To drive out all your enemies from before you, as Yahweh has spoken. When your son asks you hereafter, saying, "What are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you?" Then you shall say to your son, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand. And Yahweh gave signs and great and grievous wonders on Egypt, on Pharaoh, and on all his household, before our eyes. And he has brought us out from there in order to bring us in, to give us the land which he had sworn to our fathers. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim for our good forever, to keep us alive, as today. And it shall be righteousness for us when we take heed to do all this commandment before Yahweh our Elohim, as he has commanded us." Chapter 7. When Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land to which you are going, to possess it, and he casts out many nations from before you, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations larger and mightier than you. And when Yahweh your Elohim shall give them up before you, and you strike them, then you shall utterly destroy them, you shall not cut a covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. Nor shall you intermarry with them, you shall not give your daughter to his son, nor shall you take his daughter to your son. For he will turn your son away from following me, that they may serve other Elohim, and the anger of Yahweh will glow against you, and he will destroy you quickly. But you shall deal with them in this way: you shall break down their altars, and shatter in pieces their pillars, and you shall cut down their Asherahs, and you will burn their carved images with fire. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be his own treasure out of all the people on the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love on you or choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he kept the oath which he swore to your fathers, Yahweh has caused you to go out with a strong hand, and redeemed you from the house of slaves, from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt. Because of this, know that Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful El, keeping the covenant and mercy to those who love him, and to those who keep his commandments, to a thousand generations. And repaying to his face those that hate him, to destroy him, he will not delay, he will repay him who hates him, to his face. And you shall keep the commandments, and the statutes, and the judgments which I am commanding you today, to do them. And it shall be, because you hear judgments, and keep and do them, even Yahweh your Elohim will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your land, your grain and your wine and your oil, the increase of your oxen and the wealth of your flock, in the land which he has sworn to your fathers, to give it to you. You shall be blessed above all people, there shall not be a barren man or a barren woman among you, nor among your livestock. And Yahweh shall turn aside every sickness from you, and he will not put on you any of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but he will put them on all who hate you. And you shall destroy all the people whom Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. And your eye shall have no pity on them, and you shall not serve their gods, for it shall be a snare to you. If you shall say in your heart, "These nations are more plentiful than I, how can I throw them out?" You shall not be afraid of them, remembering you shall remember that which Yahweh your Elohim has done to Pharaoh, and to all Egypt. The great trials which your eyes have seen, and the miracles, and the wonders and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm with which Yahweh your Elohim has brought you out. So Yahweh your Elohim shall do to all the peoples of whose face you are afraid. And Yahweh your Elohim shall send the hornets among them, until the ones who are left perish, even those who hide themselves from your face. You shall not tremble before them, for Yahweh your Elohim is among you, a mighty and fearful El. And Yahweh your Elohim will clear out those nations before you little by little. You may not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you. And Yahweh your Elohim shall deliver them up before you, and destroy them with a great destruction until they are exterminated. And he shall give their kings into your hand, and you shall destroy their name from under the heavens. No man shall be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. You shall burn the carved images of their Elohim with fire, and you shall not lust after the silver and gold on them, nor shall you take it to yourself, that you not be snared by it, for it is an abomination to Yahweh. And you shall not bring an abomination into your house, that you not be a cursed thing like it. You shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly hate it, for it is a cursed thing. Chapter 8. You shall be watchful to do every commandment which I am commanding you today, so that you may live and may multiply and may go in and possess the land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers. And you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Elohim has caused you to go these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you, to try you, to know that which is in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. And he has humbled you, and caused you to hunger, and caused you to eat the manna, which you had not known, and your fathers had not known, in order to cause you to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell, these 40 years. And you have known with your heart that as a man disciplines his son, Yahweh your Elohim disciplines you. And you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to fear him. For Yahweh your Elohim brings you into a good land, a land of streams of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. A land in which you shall eat bread without want, you shall not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and you shall dig copper out of its mountains. And you shall eat and be satisfied, and you shall bless Yahweh your Elohim in the good land which he has given you. Take heed to yourself, lest you forget Yahweh your Elohim so as not to keep his commandments, and his judgments, and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. That when you have eaten and are satisfied, and have built goodly houses, and have lived in them. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold have multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. Then it rises up into your heart, and you forget Yahweh your Elohim who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves. Who led you through the great and dreadful wilderness, with burning serpent, and scorpion, and thirsty ground where no water is, who brought you water out of the flinty rock. Who made you eat manna in the wilderness, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might prove you, to do you good at your latter end. That you not say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have made for me this wealth. But you shall remember Yahweh your Elohim, for it is he who gives to you power to make wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if you shall forget Yahweh your Elohim, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you today that you shall utterly perish. As the nations that Yahweh makes to perish before you, so you shall perish, because you did not listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. Chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, you shall cross over the Jordan today, to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and walled up to the heavens. A people great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, whom you know, and of whom you have heard it said, who can stand before the sons of Anak. And know today that Yahweh your Elohim is he who passes over before you as a consuming fire, he will destroy them, and he will bring them down before you, so you shall dispossess them and make them to perish quickly, as Yahweh has spoken to you. Do not say in your heart, when Yahweh your Elohim casts them out from before you, saying, Yahweh has brought me in to possess this land for my righteousness. But say, Yahweh dispossesses them from before you because of the wickedness of those nations. It is not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart that you go to possess their land. But Yahweh your Elohim is dispossessing them from before you because of the wickedness of these nations, and in order to establish the word which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And you shall know that Yahweh your Elohim is not giving you this good land, to possess it, for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, do not forget how you made Yahweh your Elohim angry in the wilderness, Even from the day that you came out of the land of Egypt until you came into this place, you have been rebellious against Yahweh. Even in Horeb you made Yahweh angry, and Yahweh breathed angrily against you, to destroy you. When I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, tablets of the covenant which Yahweh cut with you, and I remained in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, I did not eat bread nor did I drink water. And Yahweh gave to me the 2 tablets of stone written with the finger of Elohim, and on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mountain, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly. Then it happened, at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, Yahweh gave the 2 tablets of stone to me, tablets of the covenant. And Yahweh said to me, "Rise up, go down quickly from here, for your people whom you have brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly, they have quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them, they have made themselves a cast image." And Yahweh spoke to me, saying, "I have seen this people, and, behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under the heavens, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they." And I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain was burning with fire, and the 2 tablets of the covenant were in my 2 hands. And I looked, and, behold, you had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim, you had made a casted calf for yourselves, you had quickly turned out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took hold of the 2 tablets and threw them out of my 2 hands, and broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before Yahweh, as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights, I ate no bread and drank no water, because of all your sins which you had sinned, in doing that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, to make him angry. For I was afraid because of the anger and the fury with which Yahweh has been angry against you, to destroy you. And Yahweh listened to me at this time also. And Yahweh was very angry with Aaron, to destroy him, and I also prayed for Aaron at that time. And I took your sin, the calf which you made, and I burned it with fire, and beat it, grinding it very small until it was as fine as dust, and I threw its dust into the torrent that came down out of the mountain. And at Tabra, and at Massa, and at the graves of lust you provoked Yahweh to anger. And when Yahweh sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, "Go up and possess the land which I have given to you," then you rebelled against the mouth of Yahweh your Elohim, and did not believe him, nor listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against Yahweh from the day that I knew you. And I fell down before Yahweh the 40 days and the 40 nights as I had thrown myself down before, for Yahweh had said to destroy you. And I prayed to Yahweh, and said, "O Adonai Yahweh, do not destroy your people, and your inheritance whom you have redeemed in your greatness, whom you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, do not look to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness nor to their sin. Lest the land from which you brought us say, 'Because Yahweh was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and, because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness.' And they are your people, and your inheritance, whom you have brought out by your great power, and by your stretched out arm." Chapter 10. At that time Yahweh said to me, "Cut out for yourself 2 tablets of stone like the first, and come up to me, into the mountain, and you shall make for yourself an ark of wood. And I shall write on the tablets the words which were on the 1 tablets, which you have broken, and you shall place them in the ark." And I made an ark of acacia wood, and cut out 2 tablets of stone like the first, and went up into the mountain, and the 2 tablets were in my hand. And he wrote on the tablets according to the writing, the 10 words, which Yahweh had spoken to you in the mountain, out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And Yahweh gave them to me. And I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark which I had made. And they are there, as Yahweh commanded me. And the sons of Israel pulled up stakes from Beeroth of the sons of Jaak and to Mazra. Aaron died there and he was buried there, and his son Eleazar was acting as priest in his place. From there they pulled up stakes to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbath, a land of water brooks. At that time Yahweh separated the tribe of Levi, to bear the Ark of the Covenant before Yahweh, to stand before Yahweh and to minister to him, and to bless in his name, until today. Therefore, Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brothers, Yahweh is his inheritance, according as Yahweh your Elohim spoke to him. And I stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, as at the first. And Yahweh listened to me that time also, Yahweh did not will to destroy you. And Yahweh said to me, Rise up. Go before the people, causing them to set forward, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers, to give it to them. And now, Israel, what has Yahweh your Elohim asked of you, except to fear Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul. To keep the commandments of Yahweh, and his statutes which I am commanding you today, for your good. Behold, the heavens and the heaven of the heavens, the earth and all in it, belong to Yahweh your Elohim. Only, Yahweh has delighted in your fathers, to love them, and he chose their seed after them, on you out of all the peoples, as it is today. And you shall circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and you shall not harden your neck any more. For Yahweh your Elohim, he is the Elohim of Elohims, and the Master of Masters, the Great, the Mighty, the Fearful Elohim who does not lift up faces, nor take a bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the alien, to give to him food and clothing. And you shall love the alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. You shall fear Yahweh your Elohim, you shall serve him, and you shall cleave to him, and you shall swear by his name. He shall be your praise, and he shall be your Elohim, who has done for you these great and fearful things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now Yahweh your Elohim has made you as the stars of the heavens for multitude. Chapter 11. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim, and keep his charge, and his statutes and his judgments, and his commandments all the days. And you know today, for I do not speak with your sons who have not known, and who have not seen the chastisement of Yahweh your Elohim, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm. And his signs, and his works which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh the king of Egypt, and to all his land. And that which he has done to the army of Egypt, to its horses, and to its chariots, when he caused the waters of the Red Sea to flow over them as they pursued them. And Yahweh destroyed them to this day. And that which he has done to you in the wilderness, until you came to this place. And that which he has done to Dathan, and to Abiram, sons of Eliab, Reuben's son, when the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them and their houses and their tents and all the living substance at their feet, in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes see all the great work of Yahweh which he has done. And you shall keep all the commandments which I am commanding you today, so that you shall be strong, and shall go in and possess the land to which you are crossing over, to possess it. And so that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers, to give to them and to their seed, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land to which you are going, to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt, from where you came, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land which you are entering to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, drinking water from the rain of the heavens. A land which Yahweh your Elohim cares for, the eyes of Yahweh your Elohim are always on it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And it shall be, if listening you will listen to my commands which I command you today, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul. That I will give the rain of your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, and your new wine, and your oil. And I will give grass in your fields for your livestock, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart not be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other Elohim, and bow down to them. And the anger of Yahweh glow against you, and he shut up the heavens, and there be no rain, and the ground not give her increase, and you perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh is giving to you. And you shall lay these words up in your hearts, and in your souls, and shall bind them for a sign on your hand. And they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your sons by speaking of them as you sit in your house, and as you walk in the way, and as you lie down, and as you rise up. And you shall write them on the side posts of your house, and on your gates. That your days and the days of your sons may be multiplied in the land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers, to give to them, as the days of the heavens over the earth. For if keeping you will keep this command which I am commanding you, to do it, to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave to him. Then Yahweh shall dispossess all these nations from before you, and you shall possess nations greater and mightier than you. Every place where the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river, the Euphrates River, even to the furthest sea shall be your border. No man shall stand before you. Yahweh your Elohim shall put your dread and your fear on the face of all the land on which you tread, as he has spoken to you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you hear the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim which I command you today. And a curse if you will not hear the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, but will turn aside out of the way which I command you today, to go after other gods which you have not known. And it shall be when Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land to which you go to possess it, that you shall set the blessing on Mount Gerizim, and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not beyond the Jordan, behind the way of the sunset, in the land of the Canaanites that live in the Arabah, opposite to Gilgal, beside the oaks of Moreh? For you are to cross over the Jordan to go and to possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, and you shall possess it and live in it. And take heed to do all the statutes and the judgments which I am giving before you today. Chapter 12. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall take heed to do in the land which Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers has given to you, to possess it, all the days that you live on the earth. You shall completely destroy all the places where the nations which you are dispossessing serve their gods, on the high mountains, and on the hills, and under every leafy tree. And you shall break down their altars, and shatter their standing pillars. And you shall burn their Asherahs with fire. And you shall cut down the carved images of their gods, and shall destroy their names out of that place. You shall not do so to Yahweh your Elohim. But you shall seek to the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose out of all your tribes, for you shall seek his dwelling, to put his name there. And you shall go there. And you shall bring your burnt offerings there, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offering, and the firstlings of your herd and of your flock. And you shall eat there before Yahweh your Elohim, and shall rejoice in all that you put your hand to, you and your households, with which Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you. You shall not do according to all that we are doing here today, each doing all that is right in his own eyes. For you have not come to the rest and to the inheritance which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. And you shall cross over the Jordan, and shall live in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is causing you to inherit. And he shall give you rest from all your enemies all around, and you shall live securely. And it shall be the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to cause his name to dwell there, there you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice freewill offerings which you vow to Yahweh. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim, you and your sons, and your daughters, and your male slaves, and your female slaves, and the Levite within your gates, because he has no portion or inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself that you not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which Yahweh shall choose in one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command. Only with all the desire of your soul you shall sacrifice and shall eat meat within all your gates according to the blessing of Yahweh your Elohim which he has given you, the unclean one and the clean one may eat of it, as of the gazelle and as of the hart. Only, you shall not eat the blood, you shall pour it as water on the earth. You are not able to eat the tithe of your grain within your gates, and of your new wine, and your oil, and the firstlings of your herd and of your flock, and any of your vows which you vow, and your freewill offering, and the heave offering of your hand. But you shall eat it before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, you and your son, and your daughter, and your male slave, and your female slave, and the Levite who is within your gates. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim in all that you put your hand to. Take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live on the land. Then Yahweh your Elohim shall enlarge your border, as he has promised you, and you shall say, I will eat flesh, because your soul desires to eat flesh, you may eat flesh according to all the desire of your soul. If the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to put his name there is too far from you, then you shall kill of your herd and of your flock which Yahweh has given you, as I have commanded you, and you shall eat within your gates according to all the desire of your soul. Only, as the gazelle and the hart are eaten, so you shall eat of it, the unclean and the clean may eat of it alike. Only, be sure not to eat the blood, for the blood is the life, and you shall not eat the life with the flesh. You shall not eat it, you shall pour it on the earth as water. You shall not eat it in order that it may be well with you and with your sons after you, when you do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh. Only, your holy things which you have, and your vows, you shall take up and shall go to the place which Yahweh shall choose. And you shall offer your burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, on the altar of Yahweh your Elohim, and the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out by the altar of Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall eat the flesh. Take heed to listen to all these words which I am commanding you, in order that it may be well with you and with your sons after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in the eyes of Yahweh your Elohim. When Yahweh your Elohim shall cut off the nations from before you, where you are going in to possess them, and you shall possess them, and shall live in their land. Take heed to yourself that you not be snared to follow them after they have been destroyed before you, and that you not inquire after their gods, saying, How did these nations serve their Elohim? And I shall do so, even I. You shall not do so to Yahweh your Elohim, for everything hateful to Yahweh, which he detests, they have done to their gods. For they have even burned their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods. All the things that I command you, take heed to do them and you shall not add to it, nor take away from it. Chapter 13. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams rises among you, and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder which he spoke to you occurs, saying, Let us go after other Elohim which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your Elohim is testing you, to know if you love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall fear him. And you shall keep his commandments, and you shall hear his voice, and you shall serve him, and you shall cleave to him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall die, because he has spoken apostasy against Yahweh your Elohim, who is bringing you out of the land of Egypt, and has redeemed you out of the house of slaves, to drive you out of the way in which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you to walk. And you shall put away evil from among your midst. If your brother, your mother's son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul, shall entice you secretly, saying, Let us go and serve other Elohim, which you have not known, you and your fathers. Of the Elohim of the people around you, those near you or far off from you, from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. You shall not consent to him, nor listen to him, nor shall your eye have pity on him, nor shall you spare nor hide him. But you shall surely kill him, your hand shall be first upon him to cause him to die, and the hand of all the people last. And you shall stone him with stones, and he shall die, for he has sought to drive you out from Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall not again do any such wicked thing as this among you. If, in one of your cities which Yahweh your Elohim is giving you to live in, you hear one saying, Certain men, sons of Belial, have gone out from among you and have drawn away those who live in their city, saying, Let us go and serve other Elohim, which you have not known. Then you shall inquire and make search, and ask carefully, and, behold, if the thing is truly established, that this abominable thing has been done among you. Surely, you shall strike those who live in that city by the mouth of the sword, destroying it completely, and all that is in it, and its livestock, with the mouth of the sword. And you shall gather all its spoil into the middle of its open place, and shall burn the city with fire, and all its spoil, completely, before Yahweh your Elohim. And it shall be a heap perpetually, it shall not be built any more. And not any of the cursed thing shall cleave to your hand, so that Yahweh shall turn from the fierceness of his anger, and shall give mercies to you, and shall love you, and shall multiply you, as he has sworn to your fathers. When you listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep all his commandments which I am commanding you today, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh your Elohim. Chapter 14. You are sons to Yahweh your Elohim, you shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your Elohim, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a people to him, a special treasure out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the animals which you shall eat, the ox, the flocked sheep, and the flocked goat. The hart and gazelle, and roe deer, and wild goat, and antelope, and oryx, and mufflon. And you may eat every animal that divides the hoof, and divides two hoofs wholly, and choose the cud among the animals. But you shall not eat of those that only chew the cud, or those only dividing the cloven hoof, the camel, and the hare, and the rock badger, for they chew the cud but do not divide the hoof. They shall be unclean to you. And the swine, because it divides the hoof, but does not chew the cud, it is unclean to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead body. These you shall eat of all in the waters, you shall eat all that have fins and scales. And whatever does not have fins and scales, you shall not eat. It shall be unclean to you. You shall eat of all clean birds. But you shall not eat of these, the eagle, the black vulture, and the bearded vulture. And the hawk, and falcons, and the kite by its kinds. And all ravens by their kinds. And the ostrich, and the great owl, and the sea gull, and small hawks by their kinds. The little owl, and the eared owl, and the barn owl. And the pelican, and the owl, and the cormorant. And the stork, and the heron after its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat. And every teeming thing that flies shall be unclean to you, they shall not be eaten. You may eat of all clean birds. You shall not eat of anything that died of itself. You may give it to the alien who is within your gates, that he may eat it. Or you may sell it to a foreigner. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. Tithing you shall tithe all the increase of your seed that the field yields year by year. And you shall eat before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which he shall choose to cause his name to dwell there, the tithe of your grain, of your wine, and of your oil, and the firstlings of your herd and of your flock, that you may learn to fear Yahweh your Elohim all your days. And if the way is too long for you, so that you cannot carry it, because the place is too far from you which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you, then you shall give it for silver, and bind up the silver in your hand. And you shall go to the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. And you shall pay the silver for whatever your soul rightly desires, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for fermented drink, or for whatever your soul desires. And you shall eat there before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. And you shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, for he has no portion nor inheritance with you. At the end of 3 years, even the same year, you shall bring forth all the tithe of your increase, and shall lay it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, and the alien, and the fatherless, and the widow who are within your gates shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, so that Yahweh your Elohim may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. Chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years you shall make a release. And this is the manner of the release: everyone who has a loan to his neighbor shall release it, he shall not exact it of his neighbor and his brother, because a release has been proclaimed for Yahweh. You may exact it from a foreigner, but your hand shall release whatever is yours with your brother. Only that there shall be no one in need among you. For Yahweh will greatly bless you in the land that Yahweh your Elohim is giving you for an inheritance, to possess it. Only if carefully you will listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to take heed to do all these commandments, which I am commanding you today. For Yahweh your Elohim will bless you as he promised you. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And you shall rule over many nations, but they shall not rule over you. If there is a poor man among you, one of your brothers inside any of your gates in your land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your needy brother. But you shall open your hand wide to him, and surely you shall lend him enough for his need in that which he lacks. Beware that there is no evil thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release draws near, and your eye be evil against your needy brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry to Yahweh against you and it be sin to you. Surely, you shall give to him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because Yahweh your Elohim will bless you for this thing, in all your work, and in all that you put your hand to. For the needy will never cease from the midst of the land. On account of this I command you, saying, opening you shall open your hand to your poor and needy brother in your land. If your brother, a Hebrew man, or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him out free from you, you shall not let him go away empty. You shall richly adorn him from your flock, and from your threshing floor, and from your winepress, with that which Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you, you shall give to him. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your Elohim redeemed you. On account of this I command you this thing today. And it shall be, if he says to you, I will not go out from you, because he loves you and your house, because it was good for him with you. Then you shall take an awl, and shall put it through his ear, and through the door, and he shall be your slave forever. And you shall do so to your slave girl also. It shall not seem hard in your eyes when you send him away free from you. For to the double of the hire of a hireling he has served you 6 years. And Yahweh your Elohim will bless you in all that you do. The firstling males that are born of your herd and of your flock, you shall sanctify to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall do no work with the firstling of your ox, nor shear the firstling of your flock. You shall eat it before Yahweh your Elohim year by year in the place which Yahweh shall choose, you and your household. And if there is any blemish in it, lameness, or blindness, or any evil blemish whatever, you shall not sacrifice it to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall eat it inside your gates, the unclean one and the clean one alike, as the gazelle and as the hart. Only, you shall not eat its blood, you shall pour it on the ground like water. Chapter 16. Observe the month of Eve, and perform the Passover to Yahweh your Elohim. For in the month of Aviv, Yahweh your Elohim brought you out of Egypt by night. And you shall sacrifice a Passover to Yahweh your Elohim of the flock, and of the herd, in the place which he shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall eat with it no leaven. You shall eat unleavened bread with it 7 days, even the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, so that you may remember the day that you came out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. And there shall be no leaven seen with you in your borders 7 days, nor shall any of the flesh which you sacrificed the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover offering inside any of your gates, which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. But at the place which he shall choose to cause his name to dwell there, you shall sacrifice the Passover offering at evening, at the going of the sun, at the time when you came out of Egypt. And you shall cook and eat in the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. And in the morning you shall turn and go into your tents. You shall eat unleavened things 6 days, and on the 7th day shall be a solemn assembly to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall do no work. You shall number to yourself 7 weeks. When the sickle begins to reap in the standing grain, you shall begin to number 7 weeks. And you shall keep the feast of weeks to Yahweh your Elohim according to the measure of the freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give according as Yahweh your Elohim blesses you. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim, you and your son, and your daughter, and your male slave, and your slave girl, and the Levite that is inside your gates, and the alien, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall take heed to do these statutes. You shall perform the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days after you have gathered in from your grain floor, and from your winepress. And you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son, and your daughter, and your male slave, and your slave girl, and the Levite, and the alien, and the fatherless, and the widow that are inside your gates. You shall keep a solemn feast 7 days to Yahweh your Elohim in the place which Yahweh shall choose, for Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in all your produce, and in every work of your hands, and you shall be altogether joyful. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks and in the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. But each with his gift of his hand, according to the blessing of Yahweh your Elohim, which he has given you. You shall appoint judges and officers for yourself in all your gates which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, tribe by tribe. And they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. You shall not pervert judgment. You shall not regard faces, nor shall you take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise, and perverts the words of the righteous. You shall follow perfect justice, that you may live and possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving you. You shall not set up for yourself pillars of any trees, which you make for yourself near the altar of Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall not raise up for yourself any standing image, which Yahweh your Elohim detests. Chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice to Yahweh your Elohim an ox or sheep in which there is a blemish, any evil thing, for it is a hateful thing to Yahweh your Elohim. When there is found among you, in one of your gates which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, a man or woman who does that which is evil in the sight of Yahweh your Elohim, in transgressing his covenant, and has gone and served other gods, and worshipped them, or the sun, or the moon, or of the host of the heavens, which I have not commanded. And it has been revealed to you, and you have heard, and searching have searched, and, behold, it is true, and the thing is confirmed, that this hateful thing has been done in Israel. Then you shall bring out to your gates that man or that woman who has done this evil thing, the man or the woman, and you shall stone them with stones, and they shall die. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is to die be put to death. He shall not be put to death at the mouth of one witness. The hand of the witnesses shall be first on him, to put him to death, and the hand of all the people last. And you shall cut off the evil from among you. If a matter is too hard for you in judgment, between blood and blood, between cause and cause, or between stroke and stroke, matters of strife within your gates, then you shall rise and go up to the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. And you shall come into the priest, of the Levites, and to the judge who is in those days, and shall inquire. And they shall declare the word of judgment to you. And you shall do according to the word which they declare to you from that place which Yahweh shall choose. And you shall be careful to do according to all that they direct you. You shall do according to the mouth of the Torah which they direct you, and according to the judgment which they deliver to you. You shall not turn aside from the word which they declare to you, right or left. And the man who acts with pride so as not to listen to the priest who is standing to serve Yahweh your Elohim there, or to the judge, even that man shall die, and you shall cut off the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear, and fear, and shall not presume any more. When you come into the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, and have possessed it, and settled in it, and you shall say, "Let me set a king over me like all the nations around me," then you shall certainly set a king over you whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose from among your brothers. You may not give an alien the rule over you, one who is not your brother. Only, he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to turn back to Egypt so as to multiply horses, since Yahweh has said to you, "You shall not again return in this way any more." And he shall not multiply wives to himself, and his heart shall not turn aside. And he shall not greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he shall write for himself a copy of this Torah in a book, from before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read in it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh your Elohim, to keep all the words of this Torah and these statutes, to do them. So that his heart may not be lifted up above his brothers, and that he may not turn aside from the commandment, to the right or to the left, so that he may prolong his days over his kingdom, he and his sons in the midst of Israel. Chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, all the tribe of Levi shall have no portion or inheritance with Israel. They shall eat fire offerings of Yahweh, even his inheritance. And he shall have no inheritance among his brothers. Yahweh himself is his inheritance, as he has spoken to him. And this shall be the priests' due from the people, from those that offer a sacrifice, whether an ox or sheep, that they shall give to the priest the leg, and the two cheeks, and the stomach. The first of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your flock, you shall give to him. For Yahweh your Elohim has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to serve in the name of Yahweh, he and his sons continually. And if a Levite comes from one of your gates of all Israel, where he has been living, and comes with all the desire of his soul to the place which Yahweh shall choose, then he shall serve in the name of Yahweh his Elohim, as all his brothers the Levites who stand before Yahweh do. They shall eat portion like portion, except of the sales of what belonged to his father. When you come to the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, you shall not learn to do according to the hateful acts of those nations. There shall not be found in you one who passes his son or his daughter through the fire, one that uses divination, an observer of clouds, or one fortune-telling, or a spell-caster, or a magic charmer, or one consulting spirits, or a wizard, or one communicating with the dead. For all doing these things are an abomination to Yahweh. And because of these filthy acts, Yahweh your Elohim is expelling these nations before you. You shall be perfect with Yahweh your Elohim. For these nations whom you shall expel, listen to observers of clouds, and to those divining. But as to you, Yahweh your Elohim has not given to you to do so. Yahweh your Elohim shall raise up to you a prophet from among you, of your brothers, one like me, you shall listen to him. According to all that you desired of Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And Yahweh said to me, They have spoken well, what they have said. I shall raise up a prophet to them from among their brothers, one like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall be, whoever will not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it at his hand. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, that which I have not commanded him to speak, and who speaks in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, How shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the thing does not happen or come about, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken, that prophet has spoken it proudly, you shall not be afraid of him. Chapter 19. When Yahweh your Elohim shall cut off the nations whose land Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, and when you dispossess them, and live in their cities, and in their houses. You shall separate three cities for you in the midst of your land, which Yahweh your Elohim is giving you to possess it. You shall prepare the way for yourself, and shall divide into three parts the border of your land which Yahweh your Elohim shall cause you to inherit, so that every manslayer may flee there. And this is the case of the manslayer who shall flee there, that he may live, whoever strikes his neighbor without knowing, and has not hated him yesterday and the day before. Even he who goes into the forest with his neighbor to cut wood, and his hand brings a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the iron head slips from the wood and finds his neighbor so that he dies, he shall flee to one of these cities, and shall live. That the avenger of blood not pursue the manslayer when his heart is hot, and shall overtake him because the way is long, and shall strike him so as to die, and he had no sentence of death, for he did not hate him yesterday or the day before. On account of this I am commanding you, saying, You shall separate to yourself three cities. And if Yahweh your Elohim shall enlarge your border, as he has sworn to your fathers, and shall give to you all the land which he has spoken to give to your fathers. If you will keep these commandments which I am commanding you today, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to walk in his ways forever, then you shall add to yourself another three cities to these three. And innocent blood shall not be shed in the midst of your land, which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you as an inheritance, and there be blood on you. And if a man hates his neighbor, and lies in wait for him, and rises up against him, and strikes his life from him, so that he dies, and flees to one of these cities. Then the elders of his city shall send and bring from him there, and give him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Your eye shall not pity him, but you shall put away the innocent blood from Israel, and it shall be well with you. You may not remove your neighbor's landmark, which those formerly have set in your inheritance, which you shall inherit in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving you, to possess it. One witness shall not rise against a man for any iniquity, or for any sin, in any sin which he sins. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, a thing shall be established. If a vicious witness rises up against any man to charge apostasy against him, then both the men who have the dispute shall stand before Yahweh, before the priests and the judges who shall be in those days. And the judges shall carefully investigate and, behold, if the witness is a false witness, and he has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he plotted to do to his brother. And you shall put away the evil from among you. And those who remain shall hear and fear, and thereafter shall not add to commit any such evil among you. And your eye shall not pity, life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Chapter 20. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and see horses and chariots, a people more than you, you shall not be afraid of them. For Yahweh your Elohim is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you draw near to battle, the priest shall come and speak to the people. And say to them, Here, Israel, you are drawing near today to battle against your enemies. Do not let your heart be faint, do not fear nor tremble, nor be terrified before their faces. For Yahweh your Elohim is He who is going before you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And the officers shall speak to the people, saying, Who is the man that has built a new house, and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, that he not die in battle and another man dedicate it. And who is the man that has planted a vineyard, and has not used its fruit? Let him go and return to his house, that he not die in battle, and another man use its fruit. And who is the man who has betrothed a woman, and has not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, that he not die in the battle, and another man take her. And the officers shall speak further to the people, and say, Who is the man who is afraid, and faint of heart? Let him go and return to his house, then the heart of his brothers will not melt like his heart. And it shall be, when the officers have finished speaking to the people, commanders of the armies shall be appointed at the head of the people. When you come near a city to fight against it, then call to it for peace. And it shall be, if it answers peace to you, and shall open to you, then it shall be that all the people found in it shall be forced laborers for you, and shall serve you. And if it shall not make peace with you, and shall make war with you, then you shall lay siege against it. And Yahweh your Elohim shall give it into your hand, and you shall strike every male of it by the mouth of the sword. Only, the women, and the little ones, and the livestock, and all in the city, all its plunder, you shall seize for yourself. And you shall eat the plunder of your enemies which Yahweh your Elohim has given to you. So you shall do to all the cities very far away from you, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these peoples which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you as an inheritance, you shall not keep alive any that breathes. But you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, so that they may not teach you to do according to all their filthy deeds which they have done for their Elohim, and you would sin against Yahweh your Elohim. When you shall lay siege to a city many days, to fight against it, to capture it, you shall not destroy its trees in order to force an axe against them. For you shall eat of them, and you shall not cut them down, for is the tree of the field a man, that it should be used by you to lay siege? Only the tree which you know not to be a fruit tree, you may destroy it, and may cut it down, and may build a bulwark against the city making war with you, until you have subdued it. Chapter 21. If one is found slain in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, to possess it, lying in the field, and it is not known who has struck him, then your elders and your judges shall come out. And they shall measure to the cities which are around the one slain. And it shall be, that the city nearest to the one slain, even the elders of that city shall take a heifer of the herd, which has not been worked with, and which has not drawn in the yoke. And the elders of that city shall bring the heifer down to an ever-flowing stream, which is not plowed nor sown. And they shall break the heifer's neck there by the stream. And the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near, for Yahweh your Elohim has chosen them to minister to him, and to bless in the name of Yahweh, and by their mouth shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. And all the elders of that city nearest to the one slain shall wash their hands by the stream, over the heifer whose neck was broken. And they shall answer and say, Our hands have not shed this blood, nor have our eyes seen it. O Yahweh, be merciful to your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and do not allow innocent blood in the midst of your people Israel. And the blood shall be forgiven them. And you shall put away the innocent blood from among you, for you shall do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and Yahweh your Elohim has given them into your hands, and you have taken them captive. And you have seen in the captivity a woman of beautiful form, and you desire her, even to take her to you for a wife. Then you shall bring her into the midst of your household. And she shall shave her head, and prepare her nails. And shall remove the clothing of her captivity from her, and shall live in your house, and shall sorrow for her father and her mother a month of days. Then afterwards you shall go into her, and shall marry her, and she shall be a wife to you. And it shall be, if you do not delight in her, you shall send her away at her desire, and you shall not at all sell her for silver, you shall not treat her as a slave, because you have humbled her. If a man has two wives, the one loved, and the other hated, and they have borne him sons, both the loved one and the hated one, and if the firstborn son was of her who was hated. Then it shall be, in the day that he causes his sons to inherit that which is his, he is not able to cause to inherit the firstborn son of the one loved before the firstborn son of the one hated, who is truly the firstborn. But he shall respect the firstborn, the son of the hated one, by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for he is the firstfruit of his strength, the right of the firstborn is his. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not listen to his father's voice, or his mother's voice, even though they discipline him, he will not listen to them. Then his father and his mother shall lay hold on him and bring him out to the elders of his city, and to the gate of his place. And they shall say to the elders of his city, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious, he will not listen to our voice, he is a glutton and a drunkard." And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, and he shall die. So you shall put away the evil from among you that all Israel shall hear and fear. And if a man has committed a sin worthy of death, and he is executed, and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night on the tree, but surely, you shall bury him the same day. For he that is hanged is a reproach to Elohim. And you shall not defile your land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you as an inheritance. Chapter 22. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep driven away, and hide yourself from them. Surely you shall return them back to your brother. And if your brother is not near you, and you do not know him, then you shall surely bring it home to your house, and it shall be with you until your brother inquires of it, and you shall restore it to him. And so you shall do with his donkey, and so you will do with his clothing, and so you shall do with everything lost of your brother's, which he has lost and you have found, you may not hide it. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fallen down in the highway, and hide yourself from them. Surely, you shall help him lift it up. There shall not be the thing of a man on a woman, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment. For whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahweh your Elohim. If a bird's nest happens to be before you in the way in any tree, or on the ground, with young ones, or eggs, and the mother is sitting on the young, or on the eggs, you shall not take the mother with the young. But in every case you shall let the mother go, and take the young for yourself, so that it may be well with you, and you may prolong your days. When you build a new house, then you shall make a guardrail for your roof, so that you do not put blood on your house if someone falls from it. You shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seeds, that the fruit of your seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard not be defiled. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear a garment of different kinds, of wool and linen together. You shall make for yourself tassels on the four corners of your cloak which you cover with. If any man takes a wife, and goes into her, and hates her, then makes against her shameful charges, and brings up an evil name on her, and says, "I took this woman, and when I came near her, I did not find in her the tokens of virginity." Then the girl's father and her mother shall take and bring the girl's tokens of virginity to the elders of the city in the gate. And the girl's father shall say to the elders, "I have given my daughter to this man for a wife, and he hates her. And, behold, he has laid shameful charges, saying, 'I have not found in your daughter the tokens of virginity. And yet see these tokens of my daughter's virginity.' And they shall spread the garment before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and punish him. And they shall fine him 100 pieces of silver, and give them to the girl's father, because he has brought an evil name on a virgin of Israel. And she shall be his wife, he may not put her away all his days. But if this thing is true that tokens of virginity have not been found for the girl, then they shall bring out the girl to the door of her father's house. And the men of her city shall stone her with stones, and she shall die, for she has done folly in Israel, to commit fornication in her father's house. And you shall put away the evil from among you. If a man is found lying with a woman married to a husband, then they shall both of them die, the man that lay with the woman and the woman. And you shall put away the evil from Israel. If there is a girl that is a virgin, betrothed to a man, and a man finds her in the city, and they commit fornication together, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city. And you shall stone them with stones so that they die, the girl because she did not cry out, being in the city, and the man, because he has humbled his neighbor's wife. And you shall put away the evil from among you. But if a man finds a betrothed girl in the field, and the man forces her and lies with her, then only the man that lay with her shall die. And you shall do nothing to the girl has no sin worthy of death, for as when a man rises against his neighbor and murders him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and the betrothed girl cried out, but no one saved her. If a man finds a virgin girl, not being betrothed, and manipulates her and commits fornication with her, and they be found, then the man lying with her shall give to the girl's father 50 pieces of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he has humbled her. He may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's wife, and shall not uncover his father's skirt. Chapter 23. He being wounded, crushed, or cut in his male member shall not enter into the assembly of Yahweh. An illegitimate child shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh, even to the 10th generation none of his shall enter into the assembly of Yahweh. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh, even to the 10th generation shall none of them enter into the assembly of Yahweh, perpetually. Because they did not meet you with bread and with water in the way when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor, from Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse you. But Yahweh your Elohim would not listen to Balaam, and Yahweh your Elohim turned the curse into a blessing to you, because Yahweh your Elohim loved you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days, perpetually. You shall not despise an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not despise an Egyptian, for you were an alien in his land. Sons of the third generation that are born to them may enter into the assembly of Yahweh. When you go forth into camp against your enemies, then keep yourself from every evil thing. If there is among you any man who is not clean because of a discharge at night, then he shall go to the outside of the camp, he shall not come into the middle of the camp. And it shall be, as evening is turning, he shall bathe with water, and as the sun is going, he shall come into the middle of the camp. Also you shall have a place outside the camp, and you shall go out there. And you shall have a tool on your staff. And it shall be, as you sit outside, you shall dig with it, and shall turn back, and shall cover that which comes from you. For Yahweh your Elohim walks in the middle of your camp to deliver you and to give up your enemies before you, therefore your camp shall be holy, so that he may see no unclean thing in you, and turn away from you. You shall not hand over to his master a slave that has escaped from his master to you. He shall live with you, among you, in the place which he chooses inside one of your gates, wherever it is good to him. You shall not oppress him. There shall be no harlot among the daughters of Israel, nor shall there be a homosexual among the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the hire of a prostitute, or the price of a dog, into the house of Yahweh your Elohim for any vow, for even both of these are an abomination to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not lend at interest to your brother, interest of silver, interest of food, interest of anything loaned at interest. To a stranger you may lend at interest, but you shall not lend at interest to your brother, so that Yahweh your Elohim may bless you in all that you put your hand to, in the land where you go to possess it. When you shall vow a vow to Yahweh your Elohim, you shall not delay to perform it, for Yahweh your Elohim will certainly require it of you, and it shall be sin to you. But if you shall forbear to vow, it shall be no sin to you. That which has gone out of your lips, you shall keep, and shall do it. According as you have vowed as a freewill offering to Yahweh your Elohim, do even that which you have spoken with your mouth. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, then you may eat grapes to your fill, at your pleasure. But you shall not put any in your vessel. When you come into your neighbor's standing grain, then you may pluck heads with your hand, but you shall not move a sickle into your neighbor's standing grain. Chapter 24. When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it happens that she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found a thing of uncleanness in her, and he writes her a bill of divorce and puts it in her hand, and sends her out of his house. And if she goes out from his house and goes and becomes another man's wife, and the latter husband hates her, and writes her a bill of divorce, and puts it in her hand, and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband who took her to be his wife dies, her former husband who sent her away is not to take her again to be his wife, after she is defiled. For it is an abomination before Yahweh, and you shall not cause the land to sin which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you as an inheritance. When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, and he shall not be given anything to do. He shall be free at his own house for 1 year, and shall gladden his wife whom he has taken. No one shall take in pledge the lower and upper millstone, for he is taking a man's life to pledge. If a man is found stealing a person of his brothers of the sons of Israel, and has dealt with him as a slave, and sold him, then that thief shall die. And you shall put away the evil from among you. Be on guard in the plague of leprosy, that you watch closely and do according to all that the Levitical priests shall teach you. As I commanded them, so you shall be careful to do. Remember that which Yahweh your Elohim did to Miriam in the way, as you came out of Egypt. When you lend your neighbor any kind of loan, you shall not go into his house to get his pledge. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you lend shall bring the pledge outside to you. And if the man is poor, you shall not sleep with his pledge. You shall certainly give back the pledge to him at sundown, and he shall lie down in his own clothing, and shall bless you. And it shall be righteousness to you before Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not oppress a poor and needy hired servant, of your brothers or of your aliens who are in your land, within your gates. In the same day you shall give him his hire, do not let the sun go down on it. For he is poor, and has lifted up his heart on it, that he not cry against you to Yahweh, and it be sin against you. The fathers shall not be executed for sons, and sons shall not be executed for fathers, they each shall be executed for his own sin. You shall not pervert judgment of an alien, or of an orphan, and you shall not take a widow's garment as pledge. But you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and Yahweh your Elohim redeemed you from there. For that reason I command you to do this thing. When you cut down your harvest in your field, and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not turn back to take it. It shall be for the alien, for the orphan, and for the widow, so that Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in all the work of your hand. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not search the branch behind you. It shall be for the alien, for the orphan, and for the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean it afterward. It shall be for the alien, for the orphan, and for the widow. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. On account of this I am commanding you to do this thing. Chapter 25. If there is a contention between men, and they come to judgment, and they have been judged, and the righteous one is declared righteous, and the wrongdoer declared guilty. Then it shall be, if the wrongdoer is a son of stripes, the judge shall cause him to fall down. And one shall strike him before his face, enough for his wickedness, by number. He may give him 40 stripes, he shall not add more, lest, if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother would be dishonored before your eyes. You shall not muzzle an ox when he is treading out grain. If brothers live together, and one of them dies, and has no son, the wife of the dead shall not go outside to a strange man, her brother-in-law shall go into her, and take her to himself for a wife, and shall perform the duty of the levirate. And it shall be, the firstborn which she bears shall rise up for his dead brother's name, and his name shall not be wiped out of Israel. And if the man does not desire to take his brother's wife, then his brother's wife shall go up to the gate, to the elders, and say, "My husband's brother is refusing to raise up a name to his brother in Israel, he has not been willing to perform the duty of my levirate." And the elders of his city shall call for him and shall speak to him. And he shall stand and say, "I have no desire to take her." Then his brother's wife shall draw near to him before the elders, and shall take his shoe from his foot, and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, "So it shall be done to the man who will not build up the house of his brother." And his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him whose shoe was taken off. When men fight together, a man and his brother, and the wife of the one shall come near to deliver her husband from his assailant's hand, and shall put out her hand and lay hold on his genitals. Then you shall cut off her palm, your eye shall not pity. You shall not have in your bag a stone and a stone weight, a great and a small. You shall not have in your house an ephah and an ephah, a great and a small. You shall have a perfect and just weight, you shall have a perfect and just ephah, so that they prolong your days in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. For anyone doing these things is hateful to Yahweh your Elohim, everyone doing unrighteousness. Remember what Amalek did to you by the way as you came forth out of Egypt. How he met you on the way and attacked your back, all the feeble ones in the rear, when you were faint and weary, and he did not fear Elohim. And it shall be, when Yahweh your Elohim gives you rest from all your enemies all around in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you as an inheritance to possess it, you shall blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heavens, you shall not forget. Chapter 26. And it shall be, when you have come into the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you as an inheritance, and you have possessed it, and live in it. Then you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you shall bring in from your land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. And you shall come to the priest who is in those days, and shall say to him, I declare today to Yahweh your Elohim that I have come into the land which Yahweh has sworn to our fathers to give to us. And the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and place it before the altar of Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall speak and say before Yahweh your Elohim, My father was a perishing Aramean. And he went down to Egypt with few men, and lived there, and became a nation there, great, mighty and many. And the Egyptians dealt ill with us, and afflicted us, and put hard labor on us. And we cried to Yahweh, the Elohim of our fathers, and Yahweh heard our voice, and saw our affliction, and our labor, and our oppression. And Yahweh brought us out from Egypt by a mighty hand, and by an arm stretched out, and by great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. And he has brought us to this place, and has given to us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought in the first of the fruits of the ground which you have given me, O Yahweh. And you shall place it before Yahweh your Elohim, and bow yourself before Yahweh your Elohim, and rejoice in all the good which Yahweh your Elohim has given to you, and to your house, you, and the Levite, and the alien who is in your midst. When you have made an end of tithing all the tithes of your increase the third year, the year of tithing, and have given it to the Levite, the alien, the orphan, and the widow, that they may eat inside your gates, and be filled. Then you shall say before Yahweh your Elohim, I have consumed the devoted things from the house, and also have given them to the Levite, and to the alien, to the orphan, and to the widow, according to all your command which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commands, and I have not forgotten. I have not eaten of it in my mourning, nor have I put any of it away for uncleanness, nor have I given of it for the dead. I have listened to the voice of Yahweh my Elohim. I have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation, from heaven, and bless your people Israel, and the land which you have given to us, as you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. Today Yahweh your Elohim commands you to do these statutes and judgments. You shall be careful to do them with all your heart, and with all your soul. You have today declared Yahweh to be your Elohim, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandments, and his judgments, and to pay attention to his voice. And Yahweh has declared you today to be his people, a special treasure as he has spoken to you, and to keep all his commandments. And he will make you high above all nations that he has made, in praise, and in name, and in glory, and that you may be a holy people to Yahweh your Elohim, as he has spoken. Chapter 27. And Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, Keep all the commands which I am commanding you today. And it shall be in the day you cross over the Jordan to the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, that you shall raise up for yourself great stones, and plaster them with plaster. And you shall write on them all the words of this Torah when you have crossed over, so that you may go into the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers has promised you. And it shall be when you have crossed over the Jordan, that you shall raise up these stones as to which I am commanding you today, in Mount Ebal, and you shall plaster them with plaster. And you shall build an altar there to Yahweh your Elohim, an altar of stones. You shall not wield any iron tool on them. You shall build the altar of Yahweh your Elohim of uncut stones. And you shall offer burnt offerings on it to Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall write on the stones all the words of the Torah very plainly. And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, Keep silence, and hear, O Israel, today you have become the people of Yahweh your Elohim. Therefore you shall obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim and do his commandments and his statutes which I command you today. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, These shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you have crossed over the Jordan, Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse, Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall answer, and shall say to all the men of Israel with a loud voice, Cursed is the man who makes a carved and cast image, an abomination to Yahweh, the work of a craftsman's hands, and who sets it up in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed is he who dishonors his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who removes his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who makes the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who perverts the judgment of the alien, the fatherless, and widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife, because he uncovers his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who takes a bribe to strike a life, to shed innocent blood. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who does not carry out to do all the words of this Torah, to do them. And all the people shall say, Amen. Chapter 28. And it shall be if carefully you will listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, taking heed to do all his commandments which I command you this day, Yahweh your Elohim shall give you to be on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you will listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall be blessed in the city, and you shall be blessed in the field. The fruit of your body shall be blessed, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your livestock, the offspring of your oxen, and the young ones of your flock. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. Yahweh shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be stricken before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. Yahweh shall command the blessing on you in your storehouses and all that you set your hand to. And he shall bless you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. Yahweh shall establish you a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim and walk in his ways. And all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. And Yahweh shall prosper you in goods, and in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give it to you. Yahweh shall open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And Yahweh shall make you the head, and not the tail. And you shall be only above, and you shall not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I am commanding you today, to be watchful to do them. And you shall not turn away from all the words which I am commanding you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. And it shall be, if you will not heed the voice of your Elohim, to take heed to do all his commandments and his statutes which I am commanding you today, even all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. You shall be cursed in the city, and you shall be cursed in the field. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be cursed. The fruit of your body shall be cursed, and the fruit of your land, the offspring of your oxen, and the young ones of your sheep. You shall be cursed when you come in, and you shall be cursed when you go out. Yahweh shall send cursing on you, trouble and rebuke in all that you set your hand, all which you will do, until you are destroyed, or until you quickly perish, because of the badness of your doings by which you have forsaken me. Yahweh shall make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from off the land where you are going, to possess it. Yahweh shall strike you with lung disease and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting and mildew. And they shall pursue you until you perish. and your heavens over your head shall become copper, and the earth under you iron. Yahweh shall make the rain of your land be dust and ashes. It shall come down on you from the heavens until you are destroyed. Yahweh shall cause you to be stricken before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them, and shall flee seven ways before them. And you shall be a trembling to all the kingdoms of the earth. And your body shall be food to all the birds of the heavens, and to the beasts of the earth, and there shall be none to cause them to tremble. Yahweh shall strike you with the ulcer of Egypt, and with hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with itch, of which you cannot be healed. Yahweh shall strike you with madness, and with blindness, and with astonishment of heart. And you shall grope at noonday as the blind grope in darkness. And you shall not prosper in your ways. And you shall be always oppressed and plundered all the days, and there will be no one to save. You shall betroth a wife, and another shall lie with her. You shall build a house, and you shall not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, and shall not use its fruit. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, and you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you, and it will not be given back. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no deliverer. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail for them all the day. And no power shall be in your hand. The fruit of your ground, and all your labor, shall be eaten up by a nation which you do not know. And you shall always be oppressed and crushed. And you shall be maddened because of that which you shall see with the sight of your eyes. Yahweh shall strike you with an evil boil on the knees, and on the legs, of which you cannot be healed from the sole of your foot even to your crown. Yahweh shall cause you and your king whom you shall raise up over you, to go to a nation which you have not known, you and your fathers. And you shall serve other gods there, wood and stone. And you shall be an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all the peoples where Yahweh shall lead you. You shall carry much seed out to the field, and you shall gather in little, for the locusts will devour it. You shall plant vineyards, and shall labor, and you shall not gather, nor drink wine, for the worm will devour it. You shall have olive trees in all your border, and you shall not anoint with oil, for your olive shall fall off. You shall father sons and daughters, and they shall not be with you, for they shall go into captivity. The locust shall possess all your trees and the fruit of your ground. The alien in your midst shall go above you, higher and higher, and you shall come down, lower and lower. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. And all these curses shall come on you and shall pursue you and overtake you, until you are destroyed, for you did not heed the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be on you for a sign and for a wonder, and on your seed forever. Because you did not serve Yahweh your Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And you shall serve your enemies whom Yahweh shall send on you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in lack of all things. And he shall put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. Yahweh shall raise a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you will not understand. A nation fierce of face, who will not regard the person of the aged, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of your livestock, and the fruit of your land, until you are destroyed. He shall not leave to you grain, new wine, and oil, offspring of your oxen, or young ones of your flock, until he has destroyed you. And he shall lay siege to you in all your gates, until your high and fortified walls in which you are trusting come down, in all your land, yea, he shall distress you in all your gates, in all your land which Yahweh your Elohim has given to you. And you shall eat the fruit of your body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters whom Yahweh your Elohim has given to you, in the siege, and in the anguish with which your enemies shall distress you. The man who is tender and very delicate among you, his eye shall be evil against his brother, and against the wife of his bosom, and against the remnant of his sons which he leaves. So that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his sons that he shall eat, because he has nothing left to him in the siege, and in the anguish with which your enemies shall distress you in all your gates. The soft and delicate woman among you, who would not have ventured to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil against the husband of her bosom, and against her son, and against her daughter. and against her fetus which comes out from between her feet, even against her sons whom she shall bear. For she shall eat them in secret, for the lack of everything in the siege and in the anguish with which the enemy shall distress you within your gates. If you will not take heed to do all the words of this Torah, written in this book, to fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh your Elohim. Then Yahweh will make your plagues remarkable, and the plagues of your children shall be great and persistent plagues with evil and long-lasting sicknesses. He shall also bring on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this Torah, Yahweh shall cause them to come on you until you are destroyed. And you shall be left with few adult men, whereas you were as the stars of the heavens for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. And it shall be, as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good, and to multiply you, so Yahweh shall rejoice over you to destroy you, and to lay you waste. And you shall be plucked from the land you are going to possess. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all people, from one end of the earth even to the other, and you shall serve other gods there, wood and stone, which you have not known, nor your fathers. And among these nations you shall find no ease, nor shall the sole of your foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give you there a trembling heart and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And your life shall be in doubt before you, and you shall fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of your life. In the morning you shall say, Oh that it were evening! And in the evening you shall say, Oh that it were morning! For the fear of your heart with which you fear, and for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way of which I said to you, you shall never see it again. And you shall be sold to your enemies there, for male slaves and slave girls, and there shall be no buyer. Chapter 29. These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moses to cut with the sons of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called to all Israel, and said to them, You have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants, and to all his land. Your eyes have seen the great trials, the signs, and those great miracles. Yet Yahweh has not given to you a heart to know, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, until this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, your garments have not worn out from off you, and your sandal has not worn away off your foot. You have not eaten bread, and you have not drunk wine or fermented drink, so that you might know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. And you came into this place, and Sihon the king of Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, came out to meet us, to battle. And we struck them, and took their land, and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and for the half-tribe of Manasseh. Then pay attention to the words of this covenant, and do them, that you may act wisely in all that you do. You are standing today, all of you, before Yahweh your Elohim, your rulers, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, every man of Israel. Your little ones, your wives, and your foreigner who is in the midst of your camps, from the woodchopper to the one drawing your water. So that you should enter into the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, and into his oath, which Yahweh your Elohim is cutting with you today. So that he may establish you today for a people to himself, and he himself, be your Elohim, as he has spoken to you, and as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I am not cutting this covenant and this oath with you alone, but with him who stands here with us today before Yahweh your Elohim, and also with him that is not here with us today. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations through which you passed. And you have seen their detestable things, and their idols of wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. That there not be among you man, or woman, or family, or tribe, whose heart turns away today from Yahweh our Elohim, to go and serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you today a root that bears gall and wormwood. And it happens when he hears the words of this curse, that he should bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, even though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, to snatch away the drunken with the thirsty. Yahweh will not be willing to forgive him, for then the anger of Yahweh and his zeal shall smoke, and his zeal shall be against that man, and all the curses written in this book shall lie upon him. And Yahweh shall blot out his name from under the heavens. And Yahweh shall set him apart to evil, out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the Torah. So that the generation to come, your sons who rise after you, and the foreigner who comes in from a distant land, shall say when they see the plagues of that land, and its sicknesses which Yahweh shall send into it. The whole land shall be burned with brimstone and salt, it shall not be sown, nor shall it sprout, nor shall there be any herb in it. It shall be like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his fury. And all the nations shall say, Why has Yahweh done this to this land? For what is the heat of this great anger? Then they shall say, Because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other gods, and worshipped them, Elohim which they did not know, and who had not divided to them any portion. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against this land to bring on it all the curses that are written in this book. And Yahweh rooted them out of their land in anger and wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land, as it is this day. The secret things belong to Yahweh our Elohim, and the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah. Chapter 30. And it shall be, when all these things have come on you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you among all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim shall banish you, you shall bring these things back to your heart. And shall turn back to Yahweh your Elohim and listen to his voice, according to all that I am commanding you today, you and your sons with all your heart, and with all your soul. Then Yahweh your Elohim will turn your captivity, and he will have pity on you, and will return and gather you from all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you. If you are cast out to the end of the heavens, Yahweh your Elohim shall gather you from there, and he shall take you from there. And Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land which your fathers have possessed, and you shall inherit it, and he shall do you good and multiply you above your fathers. And Yahweh your Elohim will circumcise your heart, and the heart of your seed, to love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, that you may live. And Yahweh your Elohim will put all these curses on your enemies, and on those that hate you, who have persecuted you. And you shall return and obey the voice of Yahweh, and do all his commandments which I am commanding you today. And Yahweh your Elohim will make you abundant in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers. For you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in the book of this Torah. For you shall turn back toward Yahweh your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul. For this command which I am commanding you today is not too wonderful for you, nor is it too far off. It is not in the heavens that you should say, Who shall go up into the heavens for us, and bring it to us, and cause us to hear it, that we may do it. And it is not beyond the sea that you should say, Who shall cross over for us to the region beyond the sea and take it for us, and cause us to hear it, that we may do it. For the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Behold, I have set before you today life and good, and death and evil. In that I am commanding you today to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes, and his judgments, and you shall live and multiply, and Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in the land where you are going in, to possess it. But if you turn away your heart, and you do not listen, and are impelled to, even bow down to other gods, and serve them. I have declared to you today that you shall certainly perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land to which you are crossing the Jordan, to go in there to possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your seed may live. To love Yahweh your Elohim, to listen to his voice, and to cleave to him. For he is your life, and the length of your days so that you may live in the land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give it to them. Chapter 31. And Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I am not able any more to go out and to come in. And Yahweh has said to me, You shall not cross over this Jordan. Yahweh your Elohim will cross over before you, he shall destroy these nations from before you, and you shall possess them. Yahoshua is the one who shall cross over before you, as Yahweh has spoken. And Yahweh shall do to them as he has done to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and to their land, which he destroyed before them. And Yahweh shall give them up before your face, and you shall do to them according to all the commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and brave. Do not fear them, or be afraid of them. For Yahweh your Elohim is he who is going with you, he shall not fail you nor forsake you. And Moses called for Yahoshua, and said to him before the eyes of all Israel, Be strong and brave, for you shall go in with this people to the land which Yahweh has sworn to their fathers, to give it to them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And Yahweh is he who is going before you, he himself shall be with you, he shall not fail you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be afraid. And Moses wrote this Torah, and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, those bearing the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of 7 years in the appointed time, in the year of release, in the feast of Sukkot, when all Israel comes in to see the face of Yahweh in the place which he chooses, you shall proclaim this Torah before all Israel, in their ears. Assemble the people, men and women, and the little ones, and your foreigner who is within your gates, so that they may hear, and so that they may learn, and may fear Yahweh your Elohim, and take heed to do all the words of this Torah. And their sons who have not known shall hear, and shall learn to fear Yahweh your Elohim all the days which you live on the land where you are crossing over the Jordan to possess it. And Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, your days are coming near to die. Call Yahoshua, and present yourselves at the tent of meeting, and I shall charge him. And Moses and Yahoshua went, and they presented themselves at the tent of meeting. And Yahweh appeared at the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood at the door of the tabernacle. And Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, you shall lie with your fathers, and this people shall rise up and go lusting after the gods of the strangers of the land into which they are going, and shall forsake me, and shall break my covenant which I cut with them. And my anger shall burn against them in that day, and I shall forsake them and hide my face from them. And it shall be consumed, and many evils and distresses shall find this people. And it shall say in that day, Is it not because my Elohim is not in my midst, that these evils have found me? And hiding I will hide my face in that day, because of all the evil which this people has done, for it shall turn to other gods. Now, then, write this song for you, and teach it to the sons of Israel. Put it in their mouths, so that this song shall be for a witness to me against the sons of Israel. And I shall bring them into the land flowing with milk and honey, which I have sworn to their fathers. And you shall eat and be satisfied, and become fat, and shall turn to other gods, and they shall serve them, and despise me, and break my covenant. And it shall be, when many evils and distresses have found them, this song shall testify against them as a witness. For it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their scheme, which they are making today, before I bring them into the land which I have sworn. And Moses wrote this song on that day, and taught it to the sons of Israel. And he commanded Yahoshua the son of Nun, and said, Be strong and brave, for you shall bring the sons of Israel into the land which I have sworn to them, and I shall be with you. And it happened, when Moses finished writing, until their completion, all the words of this Torah in a book, that Moses commanded the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, saying, Take this book of the Torah, and you shall put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, so that it may be there for a witness against you. For I have known your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against Yahweh. And how much more after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribes, and your officers, and I shall speak in their ears these words, and cause the heavens and the earth to testify against them. For I know that after my death you shall utterly corrupt yourselves, and will turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil shall happen to you in the latter end of the days because you shall do evil in the eyes of Yahweh, to make him angry with the work of your hands. And Moses spoke in the ears of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song, until their conclusion. Chapter 32. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall drop down as the dew, as the small rain on the tender plant, and as the showers on the grass. Because I will proclaim the name of Yahweh and ascribe greatness to our Elohim. He is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are just, an El of faithfulness, and without evil, just and upright is he. He has not corrupted himself, his sons, it is their blemish, they are a crooked and perverse generation. Do you thus give back to Yahweh, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you? Has not he made you and established you? Remember the ancient days, consider the years of many generations, ask your father, and he will declare to you, your elders, and they shall say to you, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of mankind, he set up the boundaries of the peoples, according to the number of the cherubs of Elohim. For the portion of Yahweh is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste, a howling wilderness. He encircled him and cared for him, he guarded him as the pupil of his eye. As the eagle stirs up its nest, it hovers over its young, it spreads out its wings and takes it, and bears it on its wing. Yahweh alone led him, and there was no strange god with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, so that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Butter from cows, and milk from the flock, with fat from lambs, and rams of the sons of Bashan, and he-goats, with the fat of the kidneys of wheat, and of the blood of the grape you shall drink wine. But Jeshurun grew fat, and kicked, you grew fat, thick and sated. And he abandoned Elohim who made him, and fell away from the rock of his salvation. With strange gods they moved him to jealousy, and with idols they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons who were not Eloha, to Elohim whom they did not know, new ones who came lately. Your fathers had not dreaded them. The rock that begat you, you neglected, and forgot the El who formed you. And Yahweh looked and despised them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, sons in whom is no faithfulness. They made me jealous with a not El, they made me angry by their vanities, and I shall make them jealous by a not a people, by a foolish nation I shall make them angry. For a fire has been kindled in my anger, and it burns to the lowest part of Sheol, and consumes the earth and its produce, and sets on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap evils on them, I will use up my arrows on them. I will send on them exhaustion by famine, and depletion by burning heat, and bitter destruction, and the teeth of beasts, with the venom of crawling things of the dust. The sword shall bereave from without, and terror from within, both the young man and the virgin, the suckling with the man of gray hairs. I said, I will dash them to pieces, I will make their memory cease from among men. Saying, were it not the provocation of an enemy I feared, that their foes should judge amiss, that they might not say, our hand is high, and Yahweh has not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, and no understanding is in them. If they were wise, they would understand this, they would comprehend their latter end. How could one chase 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight, if it were not their rock that sold them, and Yahweh had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and their grapes of the fields of Gomorrah, grapes of gall, they have bitter clusters. Their wine is the venom of serpents, and the cruel venom of asps. Is it not stored up with me, sealed in my treasuries? Vengeance and retribution belong to me, in due time their foot will slip, for the day of their calamity is near, and the things prepared are hurrying for them. For Yahweh will bring his people justice, and he shall have compassion on his servants, for he sees that their power is gone, and only the imprisoned and abandoned remain. And he will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, let it be a hiding place for you. See now that I am he, and other Elohim are nothing against me. I kill, and I preserve alive. I wound and I heal, and there is no deliverer from my hand. For I lift up my hand to the heavens and say, I live forever. If I have sharpened my lightning sword, and my hand lays hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my foes, and I will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the hairy head of the enemy. Rejoice, O nations with him, and let the cherubs of Elohim worship him. Rejoice, you nations, with his people, for he shall avenge the blood of his servants, and shall render vengeance to his foes, and will atone for his land and his people. And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Yahoshua the son of Nun. And Moses finished speaking all these words to all Israel. And said to them, Set your heart on all the words which I have testified against you today, that you command your sons to take heed to do all the words of this Torah. For it is not a useless word for you, for it is your life, and by this word you shall prolong your days in the land where you are crossing over the Jordan, there to possess it. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in that same day, saying, Go up into this Mount Abram, to Mount Nebo in the land of Moab, which is opposite Jericho, and see the land of Canaan which I am giving to the sons of Israel for a possession. And die in the mountain where you are going, and be gathered to your people, even as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. Because you transgressed toward me among the sons of Israel at the waters of strife in Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not sanctify me in the midst of the sons of Israel. Yet you shall see the land across from you, but you shall not go in there to the land which I am giving to the sons of Israel. Chapter 33. And this is the blessing with which Moses the man of Elohim blessed the sons of Israel before his death. And he said, Yahweh came from Sinai, and rose up from Seir for them, he shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came from the myriads of holy ones. At his right hand a law of fire went forth to them. Yes, he loves the people, all his holy ones are in your hand, and they sit down at your feet, he lifts up each at your words. Moses has commanded to us Torah, an inheritance for the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people assembled, the tribes of Israel. Let Reuben live, and not die, and let his men be numbered. And this for Judah, and he said, Hear the voice of Judah, O Yahweh, and bring him in to his people, his hands were much for him, and you shall be a help against his foes. And of Levi he said, Your Thummim and your Urim are for your devout man whom you tested at Massa, you contended with him at the waters of strife. Who said of his father and his mother, I have not seen him. And he has not acknowledged his brothers, and did not know his own son, for they have kept your word, and observed your covenant. They shall teach your judgments to Jacob, and your Torah to Israel. They shall put incense at your nostrils, and whole burnt offering on your altar. O Yahweh, bless his strength, and accept the work of his hands. Dash the loins of those rising against him, those who hate him, that they may not rise. Of Benjamin he said, The beloved of Yahweh shall dwell securely beside him, covering him all the day long, yea, he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of Yahweh be his land, with the best of the heavens, for the dew, for the deep crouching beneath. And with the best of the produce of the sun, and with the best yield of the months. And with the first of the ancient mountains, and with the best of the everlasting hills. And with the best of the earth, and its fullness, and the goodwill of him who dwelt in the bush, let it come on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the separated one of his brothers. His glory is as the firstborn of his ox, and the horns of the wild ox are his horns, with them he shall butt the peoples together to the ends of the earth. And they are the myriads of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, O Zebulun, in your going out, and O Issachar, in your tents. To the mountains they call the peoples, there they shall offer righteous sacrifices, for they shall suck the bounty of the seas, and treasures hidden in the sand. And of Gad he said, Blessed is he who enlarges Gad, he shall live like a lioness, and shall tear the arm, also the top of the head. And he eyes the first part for himself, for there was the portion of the lawgiver hidden, and he came with the rulers of the people, he executed the justice of Yahweh, and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with goodwill and full of the blessing of Yahweh, possess the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Asher shall be blessed with sons, let him be accepted by his brothers, and dip his foot in oil. May your shoe latches be iron and copper, and your days as your strength. None is like the El of Jeshurun, riding the heavens for your help, and the clouds in his majesty. The Elohim of old is a refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall cast the enemy out from before you, and shall say, Destroy. And Israel shall live alone in safety, the fountain of Jacob in a land of grain and wine, and his heavens drop down dew. Blessed are you, O Israel! Who is like you? A people saved by Yahweh, the shield of your help, and he who is the sword of your excellency. And your enemies shall be found liars before you, and you shall tread on their high places. Chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And Yahweh caused him to see all the land, Gilead to Dan. And all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah to the sea beyond. And the Negev, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, to Zor. And Yahweh said to him, This is the land which I have sworn to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. I have caused you to see with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. And Moses the servant of Yahweh died there in the land of Moab, according to the command of Yahweh. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, and no man knows his grave to this day. And Moses was a son of 120 years at his death, his eye had not become dim, and his vigor did not flee him. And the sons of Israel mourned Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. And the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Yahoshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. And the sons of Israel listened to him and did as Yahweh commanded Moses. And never since has a prophet like Moses arisen in Israel, whom Yahweh knew face to face. In regard to all the signs and wonders which Yahweh sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants and to all his land. And in regard to all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel.